It may be Thanksgiving week, but COVID cases are on the rise, with the country averaging about 180,000 new cases a day for the last several days. John Yang reports on one hotspot.
Judy, Wisconsin is in the midst of a month-long surge in cases. Over the past week, new cases in the state have been averaging about 5,800 a day. Deaths have been averaging about 52 a day. Heather Storch is a nurse at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
As a manager, I've been in nursing for 14 years, and I've never imagined that this is something that we would have to go through. The decisions that I need to make on a daily basis of allowing a family member to come and see if one of their family members who is dying for the last time is extremely hard.
The hospital where Storch works is part of the Marshfield Clinic Health System. Dr. William Melms is chief medical officer for that network of hospitals and clinics, which serves mostly rural northern, central, and western Wisconsin. Dr. Melms, thanks so much for joining us. Heather Storch recorded that video late last week. What's the latest? What can you tell us what it's like now in the in your hospitals?
Well, really, it hasn't gotten a whole lot better. I have to say that. The number of positives in the state, as you have mentioned, continues to be quite high. That drives the inpatient hospitalization. Our staff is pushed to the limit, and it's been difficult to care for these patients because of that.
You're talking about the staff, and we heard certainly in that video what it's like on the staff. What is more critical for you now, capacity in terms of number of beds or capacity in terms of the number of staff you have and the number of hours that they can be working and, quite frankly, their emotional reserves?
We have enough space to take care of these patients. We cannot create more people. And it is the staff. It's physically demanding to take care of these patients. And more importantly, it's an emotional demanding thing to do.
How concerned are you about what happens after Thanksgiving? If people are gathering, perhaps not doing all the things they should be doing. You've also got a large number of college students going home and then going back to campus. How concerned are you about that period after Thanksgiving?
We're extremely concerned about that. We feel like we're in a little bit of an eye of the storm right now, but we will be on the leading edge of that storm within 1 to 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. I have no doubt about that.
Do you worry about the long-range or long-term effect that's going to have on doctors and nurses?
I do. You saw Heather's report that she gave. That was from the heart, very sincere. This is trauma that these individuals are dealing with on a day-in and day-out basis.
Do you worry about burnout? Do you worry about that you're going to see some turnover in staff?
Absolutely. We worry about both. We worry about burnout. We worry about turnover. We are trying to mobilize staff to become inpatient staff, or at least to be able to help the inpatient staff, to provide them some relief for the duties that they have to do. We have a program called Helping Hands, where we're bringing in staff of all sorts, receptionists, MAs, anyone that's willing to lend a hand on the inpatient side to do any of the nursing tasks to help relieve some of their burden. We are looking to get contracted staff wherever we possibly can. That's a difficult thing because surging is occurring around the country now. So staff is rare.
I saw an interview you'd done last week, and you talked about at the beginning of this pandemic, you were watching the numbers surge in places like New York, and you were getting ready, preparing yourself to see that come to you in rural Wisconsin. It didn't come then, but now 6 months later, here it is. Why not then, and why now?
We were definitely on the sideline at the beginning of this pandemic. In fact, many of our staff went to New York to help, and we were proud of them for doing so. But probably because of the rural nature of our delivery area, we just did not have the close contacts that occur within cities, and now it has caught up with us.
There's been a slight, and I stress slight, dip in new cases across Wisconsin in the past couple of days. Are you optimistic about that trajectory? And if not, what's it going to take for you to feel confident that cases and numbers are heading in the right direction out there?
Well, we're pleased with any day that has a drop in number of new cases. There's no doubt about that. But again, with the holidays coming up, there's nothing magical about this. Every time people come in contact with one another, it's a potential exposure. And those potential exposures turn into positive cases, which then turn into hospitalizations. We will deal with many more hospitalizations that will push our ability to care for these patients to the brink.
Dr. William Melms, Chief Health Officer at Marshfield Clinic Health System, I wish you and your staff a meaningful and safe and healthy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.